It is St. Louis Talks on Veterans Week. Hope you enjoyed the veteran specials maybe yesterday that we had posted on St. Louis Talks Facebook page. But it is Veterans Week, and we wanted a book. I wanted a book. Tommy Carlos, you might remember he was in studio with us about a month ago for his album release party that I actually was able to attend and be a part of, which was such an honor up at Lewis and Clark Hathaway House. And it was such a blast, great crowd. And so I knew that he worked with vets through a group called Creative Vets. It's a visual arts, it's music, and he's done some things. He mentioned Barry Zito, he'd worked with him. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to reach out. And ironically, he's actually just west of Area 51. We were just talking about aliens, but he's just 50 miles west of Area 51 in New Mexico on a retreat with Creative Vets. Welcome back to St. Louis Talks. Tommy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Bo, how's it going, buddy?
Doing good, man, doing good. So you had to travel a long way to get there. You said you were traveling for 14 hours out there to New Mexico, and it must be worth it. Tell me what's going on with Creative Vets.
So Creative Vets, they have a base in Nashville. It was founded by a veteran who was trying to work through his trauma, and he basically just started finding pro songwriters that would write with guys who, you know, needed to deal with what they were going through. And it's based out of Nashville, and they find people all from across the country, and they bring them to Nashville. But the thing we're doing this weekend is with a partnership with Johnny and Friends, a Christian organization, where they bring 11 families out here, and it's basically for the whole family. And what we do is we write with the veterans and with the spouses, and we basically get them to share with us, and they have camaraderie with other people who are going what they're going through, and write a song about it, and basically just kind of work through their stuff through music.
Wow. So your part in this is to help facilitate writing the songs?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much for the most part, that's my main job, but it's also just getting guys to share and, you know, talk about their experiences and what they're going through. I mean, the process is just as important as the song. But at the end of the day, whenever you have a song, too, that captures these guys' voices, then Creative Vets goes and records them in Nashville with professional musicians and puts them out. So they just put out a volume this week as well that was also a part of a TV show that Fox Nation did to cover their organization.
And you're part of that as well. You're part of I guess it's a documentary on what you did, right?
Right, yeah, like a docu-series, 5-part series. But each episode in the series is one veteran and one song, and they were the 5 songs, 5 episodes that they did this week.
Wow, what an idea. I've never heard of this organization. But tell us about some of the different experiences that you've had so far with the veterans writing the songs and what kind of impact it has on them after they hear the final song.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it 4 or 5 years now, and, you know, you never really know, like, how it's going to work. It's one of those things you just kind of step into in faith, but a lot of the times, the guys that I've worked with, this is the first time they've talked about what they went through over there with anybody. I mean, they'll be telling us stuff they haven't told their wives or their spouses, and it's just, I think, one, having somebody in the room that cares, that's listening, but also maybe another veteran in the room that's going through something that they're going through and can relate to it. And then getting it out in a way that is positive in a song. There's just a power in music that you can't really explain, but it does something for them. And every single time it's been extremely impactful, and every one of them will tell you that.
You know, we're about ready to launch this Tree of Hope campaign for Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital, and they have a music therapy program there. Music is therapy. Music heals the soul. There's another veterans organization called Six String Heroes that are here in St. Louis, and their motto is no veteran comes back undamaged. Or unharmed, I think, is what their motto is. But they use music, teaching how to play guitar, mostly guitar, I guess, piano maybe. But music is therapeutic. I mean, what do you do when you grab a glass of wine or a cup of coffee and you want to relax? You turn on some good music. And as you're talking about it, Tommy, I'm thinking, okay, of all the experiences of a soldier going through what they go through, missing family is obviously one. They miss their spouse or whatever. So that's a low-hanging fruit for a song subject, I would think. But do they go deeper than that?
What do you mean? Go deeper than
more serious subjects, things that they had to do, or you know, things that they did in the face of war.
They do. They absolutely talk about it in the session. The song might not always be about that. And sometimes the song is about them coming back.
Yeah.
Which is why Creative Vets is so impactful, because, you know, we haven't done a good job at teaching them how to come back into this life. We teach them how to go over there, but to come back after they've faced what they've faced, stuff that most of us can't even imagine what it would actually be like. And then they come back here, and yeah, I mean, it's and sometimes it's something they want to say to their wife, to their kids, to their family, and sometimes it's just about getting out, you know, what they're feeling.
So when you're there with all these different families, are you meeting with them individually, or are you finding yourself in group settings? Because I would think that if it's hard enough to open up to one person, let alone 10 different families you haven't met.
Yeah, I mean, we do it in group settings, and we separate the spouses from each other, because there's some stuff that they need to say that they don't quite know how to say to the other one or haven't yet. And it kind of gives them a little bit of a safe space. And at the end of the day, like, if there's anything in the song that they don't want to be heard, we won't put it in there, obviously. It's sure. always going to be their voice and what they want. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, this is a lot of, like I said, a lot of times it's the first time they're talking about any of this with anybody. So it's just, there's so many parts of this process that seems to be impactful for
them. Well, Creative Vets has been around for a while. I love their mission statement. It's to empower wounded veterans to heal through arts and music. You're on the music side, but what do you know about the visual arts side? And can anybody get involved by, you know, donating or being a part of the program?
Yeah, absolutely. I would go on their website, and they basically have a process about how they pick people or bring them. But they basically try to bring everybody that they can. And their home base in Nashville, it's amazing. It's this big building when you walk in, and everywhere there's art projects and music and different things that all these guys have done. And it's really incredible. But yeah, I would encourage anybody who's interested in that to go on their website and learn about how to get in contact with them.
So you've done this, you said, for 5 years now?
I think it's been maybe a little over four, yeah.
That's fantastic. Do you ever find yourself in communication with people you've worked with years ago and kind of catch up with them to see how they're doing today?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's one guy that came here. His name is Richard Davis. And he was in a certain place the first time I met him 3 years ago and was very serious. And now he comes back and helps other veterans because he's gotten such a good place, and he knows how to, like, you know, talk to these guys and has a camaraderie. And now, like, there's so many of them, yeah, that we still keep in touch with, or they come back and help other veterans after they've gotten help.
That's a great question, by the way. I'll tell you that, Ryan. So are the people that are there, are they musically inclined or musically talented, or not necessarily? They're just around talented people like you.
For the most part, there's been a few here and there that play guitar or maybe write songs. But for the most part, I'd say 90% that I've worked with aren't musical. We give them a little songwriting class, like tonight. Tomorrow we'll write with them, but tonight we'll give them a little songwriting class and just say, hey, this is how it works. You know, feel free to speak up and say whatever you think. And they just kind of give them an overview. But tomorrow, yeah, we'll write with the veterans. And then we've started a new thing where I'm writing with the spouses as well. And that's impactful to them for a whole different reason. And mostly because they're there with other spouses who are going through something that most others can't understand.
Yeah, I'm not quite musically inclined, but I can come up with some nicknames if I could help maybe in the future if you need some musician nicknames.
Oh, here we go, Tommy.
Because I can do that. But other than that, it seems like a very specialized type of deal. So did they reach out to you as an organization and say, or did you reach out to them knowing that you have a very specific skill when it comes to writing and performing songs?
You know, it was actually through Barry Zito that Barry, I think, had worked with them. And I think he gives to their organization. And Barry and I just started writing. He's like, man, you would be great for this. And then basically I do a lot of their Johnny and Friends stuff through the Christian camps and retreats.
Well, I do want to point out that there is an Amazon store for the Creative Vets merchandise and stuff, which all helps the organization, including the music. And I know that you're on one of the albums. Did you say Brian Davis was one of the guys you wrote a song with? Or which one did you write with?
No, Brian is on a couple of those. But the one, Love and Theft, is singing the one that came out this week, and then I'm singing one that came out a couple weeks ago.
Gotcha.
It's called Don't Give Up On Me. And the one this week I encourage you to listen to, it's called Another Day, but it's just on Creative Vets.
I got a couple of nicknames. Yeah, Can I run them by you real quick?
Before you do, I want to remind you that this man that's on the phone that is so talented just released his own album, Put It in Drive, also helped me write a song, Catfight in Church.
Oh.
And you didn't do enough for my birthday. So hit them with what you got, Ryan.
All right. Here's a couple of nicknames if any of the musicians are looking for them. So I only came up with four so far. Tell me what you think of them. Lunch Break, you know, that's someone that always wants to take a break. How about Dirt Track? It's another good one. Lead Toe and Tailgate.
Something's wrong with you, man.
Love, those are great nicknames.
Wait. Slow down. I'm writing these down.
Tailgate. Okay. Perfect.
All right. Check out Creative Vets. You can figure it out online, .org for this organization. If you'd like to get involved or maybe support the organization, Tommy Carlos in New Mexico. It's good to catch up with you again, buddy, and we will talk again soon. Have a great retreat weekend, okay?
All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
All right. Tommy Carlos on the Quiver River Electric Cooperative guest line on St. Louis Talks.